the seventh gateway, accept your emotions. Emotions are like waves on the sea or weather in the sky, rising and passing of their own accord. You cannot control your feelings by an act of intention or will. So you are not responsible for your feelings, only for your response to them. Accept emotions completely. Let your feelings be. Just don't let them run your life. Now we turn to the seventh gateway. Accept your emotions. This is particularly exciting to me because as we get into emotions, you're going to start to understand fully this issue of what we can and cannot control. Many people think or believe they have a spiritual problem. They feel disconnected from spirit, from inspiration. And they don't have a spiritual problem at all. It's just an emotional problem. Some emotional blocks, issues with emotions. But we need to define emotions and feelings. Because you know that saying, go with your feelings, go with your feelings? That seems like good advice, but many of us again misunderstand what that means. Going with your feelings does not mean going with your emotions. It means going with your instincts, going with your intuition. We use the same word, feeling, for intuition and emotion. And they're not the same thing. I'd like to define emotions as our internal weather patterns. You know how weather passes overhead all the time? And it's a natural thing. Sometimes thunderstorms, sometimes hot, sometimes cold, sometimes blue skies. And sometimes we love the weather, and sometimes we don't, just as we feel about our emotions. Now, when you're in physical pain, it's natural to seek relief from physical pain. Go to a doctor, a therapist, a massage therapist, whatever you need to relieve yourself of the pain. It's a natural human instinct. It's also natural for us, when we're feeling painful emotions, to want to get rid of them. And often, we go to psychotherapists for a quick fix. I want to feel better. I want to feel better. In fact, most of our searches in life are about feeling better. There are countless people doing spiritual practices, and they're not sure what enlightenment is or illumination or spirituality, but they know it, or they're hoping it'll make them feel better. Enlightenment seems like a place where we just feel good all the time. But let me ask you this. If you were happy all the time, how would you know it? Would you want to be happy all the time? Would you want the skies to be perfectly clear, blue skies all the time? That's my picture of hell. The same weather forever. It's not even natural. On our planet, weather changes. People change. So we need a new relationship to emotions. Rather than being at the affect of emotions, rather than being at the victim of emotions, driven by them, at their mercy, we need to completely accept our emotions. You know the term accept, but I'm saying really accept. Not accept them as a strategy so they'll get better and go away. Simply accept them as they are, as natural to us, natural to you in the moment. But there's a big caveat here. That is, without letting them drive your behavior. We accept our thoughts as they are. We do not let them shape our life. We accept our beliefs as they are. We accept our feelings as they are. And also accept the feelings of others. And that's another challenge. Just as we'd accept the weather passing overhead. First, I want to ask you a few questions to help clarify this issue. How do you tend to behave when you feel stressed or upset? Do you wish your spouse, partner, parents, children, or friends would act less or more emotional? Would you be described as an emotional person? And what does that mean to you? How do you respond when someone around you is critical or negative toward you? Are you ever embarrassed or threatened by your own or others' emotions? Is fear, sorrow, or anger a problem for you? Do you wish you could feel happier, more motivated, or peaceful more of the time? When you feel happy and loving, why can't you hold on to these feelings? How long do negative emotions last in your case? How long do positive emotions last? Do you wait for positive feeling states like motivation, inspiration, or commitment to get things done? These are a few things to consider in the emotional realm. I'd like to express a few principles of emotions you may or may not have observed. But I'd like to give you an assignment first. Not to do right now. We won't take the time at the moment. But if you're listening to this tape program and it's convenient, you can turn off the tape and then do this exercise. It's called a feeling behavior journal. Many of us get feelings and behaviors confused. Someone might say, I have a problem with anger. Yet anger is not a problem. It may be how they behave when they're angry, which is the problem. Anger is natural at times. Please raise your hand if you get angry sometimes. Okay? Now how about raising your hand if you get sad sometimes? How about afraid sometimes? Or nervous? Not a problem. Just like the weather. All feelings fade over time unless they're re-stimulated. Let's look at that. All feelings fade over time. Can you hold on to happiness? No, it doesn't last. Can you hold on to sorrow? No, it doesn't last either. Sometimes when clouds pass over, they pass quickly. Other times, clouds pass slowly. Some of us have a certain disposition for melancholy, where in our life, we're like a geographical area on the planet where there's more cloud cover. It may be sort of constitutional. All that is natural to us. We still need to live our life. All feelings fade. Somebody came up to me once after a seminar and said, Dan, I feel so inspired. And I said, don't worry, it'll pass. All feelings pass. In other words, you don't have to fix feelings.